KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkin' Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Jackie, some high school results from the weekend in cross country. Griswolds Rebecca Topham won her fifth straight cross country title of the season as she won the individual championship in the Harlan meet on Saturday. The defending 1A champ running a time of 14 minutes, 37 seconds. Her teammate Jordan Sint placing second in that meet yesterday. The 1-2 wasn't enough, though, to beat Harlan on their home course in the team competition. Harlan won with 38 team points. Griswold was runner-up with 45 points. Alex Flippin was sixth for Griswold. Allison Young placed 11th in Saturday's meet. On the boys' side, Thomas Jefferson won the boys' team title. Lots of high school volleyball around the region on Saturday, and in action Saturday in the Nevada tournament, Atlantic was defeated by Dallas Center Grimes 2-0. Atlantic also lost to Nevada 2-0. Also Saturday at the Corning tournament, Corning won 5 matches, beating Lenox, Nottoway Valley, Exira EHK, Essex, and Cam, all in 2-0 fashion. Audubon defeated Corning 2-0. Audubon also beat Exira EHK and Lenox 2-1. Audubon downing Nottoway Valley and Cam, each by 2-0 scores. Essex beat Audubon 2-0. Essex over Lenox 2-1. Essex beat Cam 2-0. Nottoway Valley posted 3 2-0 sweeps over Exira, EHK, Essex, and Cam. Exira EHK beat both Lenox and Cam 2-1. Also Lenox over Nottoway Valley 2-0, and Lenox beating Cam 2-1 in that Saturday meet at Corning. Also on Saturday at the corner, the Border Classic at Sydney, in the first round of action, Rockport beat Griswold 2-1. Griswold over Sydney 2-0. Tarkio beat Riverside 2-1. Thomas Jefferson downing both Tarkio and Riverside 2-0. In the consolation, it was Sydney over Tarkio and Rockport over Riverside, both 2-0 sweeps. And in the championships, it was Thomas Jefferson defeating Griswold 2-0 on Saturday. Also around the region on Saturday, in girls volleyball, Lewis Central beat Sioux City East and Sheldon, both by 2-0 counts. Hinton over Lewis Central 2-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Lewis Central 2-0. Sioux City North over Lewis Central 2-1. Stanton beat AHST 2-1. Stanton also over Mount Air 2-1. Stanton beat both East Mills and Bedford in 2-game sweeps. Villisca beat both East Mills and Lamoni 2-1. Bedford over Villisca 2-1. Bedford beat Lamoni 2-0. East Union over Stanton 2-1, and East Union beat Villisca 2-0. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Abraham Lincoln 2-0. Abe Lincoln defeated Sioux City East 2-1. Abe Lincoln downing Lewis Central 2-0 in Saturday volleyball. In NFL action on Sunday, Ryan Succop kicked 6 field goals, 1 to force overtime in the final seconds, and another from 31 yards to lift the Kansas City Chiefs to a 27-24 victory over the winless New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Succop's 43-yard field goal with 3 seconds left completed a methodical comeback by Kansas City after the Saints had cashed in on a pair of Chiefs turnovers to go ahead 24-6 in the third quarter. KC needed only one touchdown to win. That was a 91-yard run by Jamal Charles, who finished with 233 yards rushing and 288 total yards, as he also picked up 55 receiving. The Chiefs also got a safety in the fourth quarter on Justin Houston's third sack of the game. Drew Brees passed for 240 yards and 3 touchdowns, but missed all 6 of his passes through the fourth quarter and overtime on Sunday. Well, 3 weeks into the NFL season, and 3 teams are perfect: Arizona, Atlanta, and Houston. The Arizona Cardinals ran over Philadelphia 27-6, knocking the Eagles from the ranks of the unbeaten after they'd won a pair of 1-point victories. Kevin Cobb threw for 222 yards and 2 TDs. Matt Ryan threw touchdown passes to 3 different receivers, and the Atlanta Falcons overwhelmed the San Diego Chargers 27-3 as Ryan completed 30 of 40 for 275 yards and threw his first interception of the season as well. Houston went into Mile High Stadium and held off the Denver Broncos 31-25 behind four Matt Schaub touchdown passes. Schaub finished 17 for 30 for 290 yards to help Houston move to 3-0 for the first time in franchise history. Elsewhere in Week 3, after starting the season with decisive victories over playoff teams Green Bay and Detroit, the San Francisco 49ers stumbled in Minnesota, losing 24-13. Chicago's defense came up big in a 23-6 win over visiting St. Louis as the Bears held the Rams to just 160 yards of offense and sacked quarterback Sam Bradford six times. DeMarco Murray's 11-yard touchdown run and three field goals from Dan Bailey lifted Dallas past Tampa Bay 16-10. Jacksonville earned its first victory, edging Indianapolis 22-17. Tennessee stunned Detroit 44-41 in overtime as Rob Baronis kicked a 26-yard field goal in overtime for the game winner. Also in overtime, the New York Jets rallied to beat Miami 23-20 on a Nick Folk 33-yard field goal. Cincinnati improved to 2-1, outscoring Washington 38-31, the Redskins' seventh straight home loss. Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 43-yard field goal on the last play as the Oakland Raiders scored the final 13 points after wide receiver Darius Hayward Bay was knocked out and hospitalized by a scary hit to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-31. In the Battle of Lake Erie, Buffalo dropped Cleveland to 0-3 with a 24-14 victory. And the Sunday night game was in Baltimore, where the Ravens nipped New England 31-30 on Justin Tucker's 27-yard field goal at the final gun. Wide receiver Torrey Smith caught two touchdown passes for the Ravens less than 24 hours after his younger brother was killed in a motorcycle accident. Tevin Chris Jones, 19, died late Saturday night in Westmoreland County in northeast Virginia. Well, the NFL Players Union has sent an open letter to team owners calling on the league to end the lockout of on-field officials. The players hint that the lockout could violate the collective bargaining agreement that ended their own lockout last year. They cite a lack of a safe working environment. The union also asks why Commissioner Roger Goodell issues suspension and fines in the name of player health and safety, while the regular officials in the league entrusted to maintain health and safety are locked out. Meanwhile, two people familiar with the talk say that the NFL and the Locked Out Officials Union met on Sunday. It was uncertain whether progress was made in an attempt to reach a new collective bargaining agreement or when further negotiations would take place. Suspect officiating decisions during several games contributed to a chaotic third Sunday of the NFL season. Replacement officials admitted making two mistakes in Minnesota's victory over San Francisco, while several other games included questionable calls that could have affected the outcomes. Referee Ken Roan said he twice granted 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh video challenges after Harbaugh called timeout in the fourth quarter. Neither challenge should have been allowed once Harbaugh asked for time. In the Lions, Titans, and Bengals Redskins games, officials marched off too much yardage on penalties. The Redskins were penalized 20 yards instead of 15 for unsportsmanlike conduct in the final seconds of their 38-31 loss. Oregon has slipped past LSU to number 2 in the Associated Press top 25 this week behind Alabama after the Ducks rolled to a victory and the Tigers struggled to remain undefeated. Oregon routed Arizona 49-0 on Saturday night in Eugene. Number 3 LSU hung on with a win at Auburn 12-10. Alabama got 59 of the 61st place votes from the media panel with one voters still hanging on, giving LSU a first-place vote. Florida State remains number 4 after its 49-37 victory against Clemson, and Georgia holds steady at number 5. Number 6 South Carolina gives the Southeastern Conference 4 of the top 6 teams in the country. Kansas State moved up 8 spots to number 7 after they beat Oklahoma 24-19 in the Wildcats' best ranking since September of 2006. The Sooners dropped from 6th to 16th in this week's poll. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball Sunday, Kyle Loesch and the shorthanded St. Louis Cardinals won for the sixth time in seven games, holding their lead in the National League wildcard race with a 6-3 win over the Chicago Cubs. Minus All-Stars Yadier Molina and Carlos Beltran from the starting lineup, the Cardinals stayed 2.5 games up on Milwaukee for the final wildcard spot. Loesch made his team-leading 32nd start, giving up 3 runs and 5 hits over 6 innings. Jason Mott earned his 6th save in the Cardinals' last 7 games. He now has 40 saves this season. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 3-2, Atlanta over Philadelphia 2-1, Milwaukee beat Washington 6-2, Pittsburgh 8-1 over Houston, Arizona beat Colorado 10-7, San Diego downing San Francisco 6-4, and the Dodgers beat the Reds 5-3. In the American League, Carlos Santana hit 2 homers and drove in 5 runs as the Indians routed KC in their highest scoring game of the season, 15-4. Santana connected for a 2-run shot in the 6th inning. And saying he added his team-leading 18th homer, a 3-run drive, and a 7-run ninth. The loss officially eliminated the Royals from playoff contention and assured them of another losing record. Kansas City has not made the postseason since winning the 1985 World Series. That's the longest active playoff drought in the majors. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota swept a pair from Detroit 10-4 and 2-1. Oakland beat the Yankees 5-4, Boston over Baltimore 2-1, Tampa Bay topping Toronto 3-0, the Angels beat the White Sox 4-1, Texas over Seattle 3-2. In golf, Brant Snedeker played the round of his life and claimed the biggest payoff in golf. Snedeker needed to win the Tour Championship to beat out Rory McIlroy for the FedEx Cup, and he made 3 big birdies on the back 9 at Eastlake on his way to a 2-under 68 to finish a 10-under par for the tournament. That was 3 strokes better than runner-up Justin Rose. Snedeker collects $1.44 million for winning his second title of the year, and he won $10 million for capturing the FedEx Cup, which comes with a 5-year exemption on the PGA Tour. McIlroy and Tiger Woods, both of whom could have won the FedEx Cup with a victory on Sunday, faded early and were never a factor. In women's golf, Stacey Lewis closed with a 3-under par 69 to beat defending champion Lexi Thompson by 2 strokes. That's the 3rd title of the year for the golfer who sits 3rd in the women's rankings. That was in the Navistar LPGA Classic. And in racing, Denny Hamlin got a mistake-free trip at New Hampshire and won his series-high 5th Sprint Cup race of the season. He started 32nd after his crew had the wrong pressure in his tires during Friday's qualifying. Hamlin has won 3 of the last 5 Sprint Cup races. Jimmy Johnson finished 2nd and took the lead in the chase for the Sprint Cup. Pole sitter Jeff Gordon placed 3rd. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.